Hi everyone, my name is Sumo and I'm Program Manager at Microsoft. Welcome to Level Up. This is a new show around game development. Each episode will start with a news section, then an interview with a key person in the gaming industry, and it will finish with a learning and tips section. So let's get started. The first story is about Monofor Unreal Engine. This project will allow you to build games purely in C# or F#. You can even add a C# existing project to a project that uses C++ or Blueprints. You can access any API, surface it by Blueprint to C++, and easily surface C# classes to Blueprint. The next story is kind of similar, because it's also a framework that simplifies game programming in T3D in order to enable you to code in C#. It's Omni Framework. The engine itself is still in C++, however, you'll be coding in C#. You can use Visual Studio as your IDE and keep using full IntelliSense while coding. The engine is powerful and has different features that you can find on their website, omniengine.net. The next story is about David Amador, who's a developer in his daily job and a game creator by night. He created a game called Quest of Dungeons. You will find a link about the video. In that video, he explains his story and the steps that he gone through to create his game, from designing to developing. Really very interesting source of motivation to create your own game. Check it out. Our last story is about a new book, and it's Mastering Unity 2D, the second edition, by Simon Darkside Jackson. Through the pages of the book, you will build an RPG game framework, which you can then extend and make your own. The aim is to give you enough hints, tips, and help to build your own finished game. Everyone who bought the first edition, by the way, should get the digital version of the second edition for free. Let's move now to our second section of the show, which is the interview. Today, I'll be interviewing Jason Major, who's the tech director of Project Spark. Project Spark is a game maker video game for Windows 8.1 and Xbox One. It makes building games extremely easy because the game itself offers a package of characters and worlds. The community behind Project Spark also helps create lots of items. Jason will talk about the history behind Project Spark, what it offers, and how to use it, and more. Today, I'm super excited to tell you about something really, really, really awesome. It's Project Spark. If you are in game development and you are interested in building new games without having to code anything, without having to learn coding, Project Spark is the perfect solution for you. Today, I have a tech director from Project Spark at Microsoft. He will tell us a lot about it, and he will also talk about his personal career. Hi, Jason, and welcome to Level Up.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to you. Can you start by telling us a little bit about the history of Project Spark?
Sure. So we saw a title from Microsoft Research called Kodu. And at the time, we thought we wanted to invest in it and do more with Kodu, but for various reasons that didn't come to be. And the group of us, we kind of moved around inside Microsoft. We'd all individually tried to get something going with Kodu for a while. And eventually, after a period of time, a creative director and a studio manager, they started a new kids group inside mm-hmm. studios, and it felt like the perfect time to try to resurrect something with Kodu.
Yeah.
And I ended up meeting back up with those guys shortly after that, and we looked around at what was the goal of that group was to do something with kids and education combined with games and entertainment to try mm-hmm. to make, first and foremost, we wanted to build something fun,
yeah.
but also have an educational component to that at the same time. So we got together and we explored different options, and it really, the more we looked at it, the more we felt like Kodu was the right thing for us to build off of.
Mm-hmm.
So very quickly after that, we started, as we kind of realized that's what we wanted to do, mm-hmm. we ended up coming upon some really cool technology that allowed us to sculpt worlds and build all that stuff. And we managed to, so very quickly realized putting those two together was really, really powerful. So it's not just people who are interested in the science aspect of programming, but they also could get into the art aspect and the visual creation aspect.
Without having to know
anything about it. Without having to learn any programming
at
all. which was really, really cool. So you can get a lot of the more visually creative types mm-hmm. excited about it.
How can you explain this more? How can we see an example of creating a character? Or how do you, like, do you create a character or do you create like a whole space word, new word, and then you combine them together and you have a boom, you have a game? Or how does it work?
So there is this straight, like, create a world from scratch, which basically just gives you a completely flat world, and that's really for the users. Kind of, they kind of know what they want to do. They know what they want to build, mm-hmm. and they have control over everything. But for those who aren't as confident in it or as experienced or whatever, they can jump in. There's a couple ways to do that. There is just we have a mode called Champions Quest that we just mm-hmm. released with our official version.
Nice.
That is purely a play mechanic. You jump in, you're playing the game, but as part of playing, there's parts of the game where you actually have to sculpt a path to, or a bridge to get from one point to another point.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might have to have some little tiny logic puzzles. There you go around and you actually collect little tiles in the world. So you might have something that says move and up.
Mm-hmm.
As two different tiles, and then you can go up to the elevator and it says insert the tiles, and if you put up move it doesn't work, if you put move up it does work, and the elevator goes up, and you learn the really basis.
Like it's all about words. You put the certain words of the logic and it's
exactly that. So it's teaching just a tiny nugget of that, and it's really to kind of pique people's interest
mm-hmm.
in that, and it's one of those magical moments of the, like, I put this and I put this and something happened.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really powerful, magical moment for a lot of people when it clicks of the, like, oh, it's like, it's that easy.
Yeah.
He's the Astrotech. And if you choose the Astrotech as your main character, you can go into the character studio and edit your character up. We've seen people get really, really creative with this type of stuff where you actually have to kind of look at it and go, how did they build that character? And none of it is ever touched. They don't see a single line of logic code anywhere. It's all just clicking, like Lego blocks, mm-hmm. clicking them together and attaching them together in the game.
That's great.
And it's super, super cool.
You at Microsoft Project Spark, you provide the basic things, and then the community come and builds up new characters, new word, and then they pull them also to other community, and other people come and take them and build over them?
Yeah, so Project Spark is a free download for both Xbox One and Windows 8.1.
Yeah.
And when you download that, you actually get a whole bunch of content with it for free, which is generally more of the kind of fantasy vein. So a lot of people compare us visually to something like a fable.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that as trees and some little houses and buildings and shrubs and rocks and some goblin guys you can fight and a knight and a ranger, and et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. But then if you actually want to start spending money inside of Spark, there is actually other content packs. So you can start to buy stuff like an Arctic biome of content. So you get snow-covered trees, or you can get desert, or you can get the castle pack where you get a whole bunch of castle wall pieces and stuff like that. If you want to, you can actually earn in-game currency through doing multiple actions, which allows you to actually buy these extra content packs without spending any real money.
Yeah.
But if you're impatient or you don't want to do it, or you're just like, I love Team Dakota, developers of this game, and I want to support them, you can spend real money and actually buy that content right out of the gate.
Do you know, like, any awesome tips and tricks that you can give them to the community so they can build a new world or new characters easier?
So there's one of our users. There's multiple users that do this, but there's one guy who's been incredibly prolific in this. Is this guy called Mescad, and he's released over 100. He's released over 100 videos on YouTube as tutorials.
Like this, like
it's just on topics ranging all over the place. So there's tons and tons of videos up there. Other people have also done it,
mm-hmm.
And he's apparently. I've heard lots of stories of people replying to him directly saying, hey, how do I do something? And he's usually like replying through Twitter or something within like 10 minutes of saying, oh, do it this way. Like it's pretty amazing. Like we have some of the best users I've ever seen on the planet for community. Another way that is actually really cool is one of the things you can do with any creations, including the stuff that we have shipped ourselves mm-hmm. and levels that we've shipped ourselves, is that anybody can actually open that up. And we can do what we call a remix, which is basically open up any existing thing for editing.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is kind of the lifting up the curtain, and you can see exactly how somebody built something.
It's all sharing, it's all looking and editing and putting things together makes it easy and faster. This is really cool. That's really cool. Is there anything that you want to ask the community about?
Definitely. And the community is pretty vocal already. Especially, we actually have a group we've called, it's the CAG, I forget what it actually stands for. But it's a group of, I think, 20 community members that we actually have a Skype call with, I believe, weekly.
That's
and
awesome.
They talk with them and say, okay, what are your top concerns as members in the community, things you'd like to fix? And there's a lot of things we've already addressed over the last several months based off of that. And then we have a community team that works directly with them. One of the packs we just released, we call the Thin Primitive Pack, which is as unsexy of a name as you can find. But what it is basically a lot of people who are trying to build things, they are taking our built-in props of rectangles and boxes and things like that, which are our most simple props that we have in the game. But they're the props that people use the most in a lot of these, gluing things together and trying to make shapes and stuff like that. And people were finding that there was just a bunch of things they tried to build that were just really, really hard with those ones that we had in there. So we looked at it and found, like, what were the things people were most requesting? And a lot of it was, like, really flat, thin rectangles and stuff like that.
So they
and
can build them
so we've
together.
Threw together this pack, and I think we charged $1 for it or something. It was it was super, super low price, and shipped it out there. It's been one of our top downloads since.
Nice.
And I saw one of our tech artists who's done some crazy stuff in the game. He was building chairs out of the little thin rectangle pieces, and he's building a whole office space, and it's almost completely from this little pack of content that
That's
he bought
awesome.
For a dollar.
That's nice. That's awesome. Thank you, Jason. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. I hope you enjoyed this interview about Project Spark. Don't forget to put all the comments to Jason and ask him all about the bugs or all new features for Project Spark. I hope you liked the interview with Jason and Project Spark. Let's now move to our last sections, tips and tricks. Do you know the game Fruit Ninja, where you cut and smash fruits instead of eating them? This tutorial will teach you how to create a game similar to that one using Unity. You will learn how to import 3D models, swipe gestures, line renders, and physics forces. Next up is an article about cloud gaming architecture, a walkthrough of how to get started from Lee Stott. The article describes all the components when architecting your game, from clients to deployment. If you're looking for some free art tools, the link here will help you out. It has links to tools for 3D modeling like Wink3D or Blender. It also has graphics editor like GIMP or vector graphic tool like Inkscape and more. The last tutorial is about developing games with Construct 2. Construct 2 is a cross-platform HTML5 game creator designed specifically for 2D games. It supports multiple platform exports, including free export for Windows Phone and Windows 8. The link will explain everything and how to use it. That's it for today. I hope you liked our first episode. Don't forget to leave us a comment and send us feedback on what you would like to see on the show. Until next time, see you.